Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Shop Time, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
All right, I got some early betting numbers for week 2 in the NFL, courtesy of Dave Mason, BetOnline Sports. I want to run through some of these with our buddy Chris Scheim, who just told me off the air, folks, he has a free money bet for Thursday Night Football between the Chiefs and Chargers. Chris Scheim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mutt. I also tweeted it out. So if you saw the tweet and you came here to the podcast because you saw the tweet, this is the only place I'm giving it out. I'm not tweeting it out. It's not happening. This is the only place you're going to get this wonderful action where it's basically them giving away free money.
I'm guessing they're going to twist your arm. You have to give it away on your radio show.
Nope, I will not do it.
Really? Okay. So this is the place to go. Subscribe, rate, and review. BetQL Boston on social media. We appreciate those who have subscribed, rated, and reviewed here at the beginning of the NFL season. We'll get to all the NFL in a second. We should clean up last night's Red Sox bets. Loser for me and Josh Donaldson. Did not go over 1.5 total bases. Gave that out on the Red Sox pregame show. So we're now 32-32 on the year. Even Stevens, not great, but we'll try to finish strong here in the next 20 games or so for the Red Sox pregame. So I was a loser last night in Red Sox baseball. Shime, I believe you had under Nick Pivetta outs. I forget what that number was.
No, so I was going to take that, but it was too much. It was like minus 145, so I was like, never mind. I'm going to go with Rafael Devers over 1.5 total bases. Also didn't cash.
0 for 4, 3 strikeouts, including a rough strikeout to end the game last
Brutal.
Night. The judge thing is pretty wild. I'm not rooting for it, Chime, but I am like super locked into it. Like I'm at the point where it's not quite like 1998 when I was a freshman in college and they would like break into Bonds and McGuire at bats, like no matter what was going on in ESPN.
Yep.
But I'm not even rooting for it, but I'm super into watching Aaron Judge hit like 65 home runs this year. I'll be completely honest.
Yeah, it's kind of awesome. I'm not going to lie.
It kind of is. And he'll be a free agent this year. He bet on himself. He did not take the contract the Yankees offered. He's going to make about $300 million. And the Red Sox, whether they sign him or not, they should be involved in the conversation. Even if it is, as Will Fleming said last night on the Red Sox broadcast, just to drive the price up on the Yankees. But there's a really fun scenario where you sign Judge to a mega deal. He plays left field for you for 4 or 5 years. Then he's your DH for 4 or 5 years. Like I think he's going to hit at least another like 300 home runs in his career. So I want them in on Aaron Judge in the offseason, Chime. I'm saying that here on this podcast.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. They should be in on Aaron Judge. That is an opportunity that's not going to come around very often for the Red Sox. And normally they open the wallet, at least in the offseason most of the time. This past offseason, not so much. Not with Heim Bloom. But just in the past, John Henry has been okay with opening up the wallet for big-name guys. And if you're going to do it, this is the guy you do it for.
Okay, so you mentioned this yesterday, the Action Network app, which you're on there and you post your picks on there. I have not done it for about 6 months, but I think the last bet I actually put was March Madness. I'm now posting my picks there, both Red Sox picks and football picks. So if you follow me on the Action app at just Mike Mutnanski, and you'll see that my Twitter picture there with the fun picture we took for the old betting podcast show, I am on there, and I just posted this morning my Red Sox bet for tonight, which is going to be Brian Bello under 4.5 strikeouts, even money courtesy of DraftKings. It's a little more juice on some other websites because I'm betting DK. I put it there on DK. The couple of theories here. Number one, as good as Bello has been, as electric as he's been, he's still walking a lot of guys. He's still giving up a batting average almost 300 against, an OPS over 800 against. So a lot of the he's getting hit very hard, and now he gets this Yankee lineup that's completely locked in. And I could see a scenario where he gets hit hard early, and they don't want to expose him to like a complete beatdown shine. Like I think they're going to protect Bello against the Yankees tonight. So I would not be shocked if he only pitches like three innings, gives up three runs, and they yank him, knowing that they're really not in it anymore. So I know that there are some people, our buddy Adam Rosenberg, or the Action Network, is actually on the Red Sox tonight in the first five innings. I'm going to be on under Bello strikeouts 4.5 at even money, and you can find that bet on the Action Network NAP. If you don't have that yet, you're absolutely doing it wrong, because once we get BetSync available, you'll be able to sync all your bets as you make them, like on DK or wherever, directly to the app. And it's like a social media aspect to it. You should, if you're betting seriously, you should be on there. You should be following people who you trust, who are posting their picks on there. In a lot of cases, they post their picks there before they post them on social media. And with these prop bet shine, when very influential people, like prop bet guy, when they post it, the line moves almost instantaneously. And what he's doing is putting them on the app first before he puts them on social media. So long story short is I'm posting my picks on there. You should have the Action Network app. Shime is posting his picks on there as well. And I have posted a Brian Bello under 4.5 strikeouts evens on the DK website here today for tonight's Red Sox-Yankee game.
Perfect. Yeah, I love it.
That's my Red Sox bet for today.
Yeah, I don't have a Red Sox bet today. I'm going to be honest.
Of course you don't, Shime. Let's be honest. We can all hear it in your voice. You are not into the Red Sox anymore. You're out of Reds. You're into football completely. You're into video games. That's it. You are off betting baseball. I am not. You've chickened out. I got a whole 3 months of betting baseball left with the playoffs, because the playoffs will have some awesome opportunities to bet some baseball. You are out. You could not sound you sound as interested as like Greg Hill does in Wiggy's Telling a Story.
Yeah.
Like you're not into this right now.
Trying to muscle through here, Mutt. I'm looking forward to football. I want more football. If football was every day, I'd be betting football every single day. Because this is what I am fully focused on football gambling at this point.
All right.
Fully invested.
All right. So speaking of that, Shime has a podcast exclusive free money prop in a second, but we're gonna make you wait, because Dave Mason every Tuesday from Bet Online Sports, and Bet Online Sports not a partner or anything, but they really offer some cool stuff. They're one of those places that offers all the Anthem stuff. Like, and Dave's been a guest on my show a bunch of times, so every Tuesday he posts where the early money is, the early bet count is, and this is not everywhere. This is just on Bet Online Sports. It's one of the biggest online sports books in the country. 71% of the money so far, Chris Shime, is on the Steelers getting a point. Your reaction to that, I know you said Monday you're not interested in the line, but your reaction to that is the early public money, in your opinion, is it right on Pittsburgh +1 as a home dog on Sunday?
So I think it's right. It makes sense to me. If I was going to lock down a bet here on the line and pick a team, I would go in favor of the Steelers. I don't believe in this Patriots team at all, and so for me, I don't know.
You don't believe in a team whose hard-o coach benches Kendrick Bourne for a game because of a preseason meeting?
Unfortunately, we just mentioned the Action Network app. They tweeted out last night a tweet that has me concerned and may convince you to bet the Patriots this week, because the Patriots, Colts, and Bucks will all be playing consecutive road games in Week 2. Since 2019, teams playing consecutive road games in Week 2 are 8-0 against the spread.
Wow.
So, it's tough because Steelers are technically...
And who are the three teams?
The three teams this week are the Colts, the Patriots, and the Bucks. The Colts get the Jaguars, the Bucks get the Saints, and the Patriots get the Steelers. So
Of those three, I'd be most likely to bet Tampa laying the 3 points.
I would be most likely to bet Indy. Laying the 4.5.
Okay, you already got caught with the Indy thing.
No, I know.
Just tied Houston.
I also just watched Jacksonville lose to Carson Wentz and the Washington Commanders. So regardless of that, I look at that tweet and it makes me very nervous that the Patriots could get a bounce back. But then again, Steelers home dog. It's early in the season. Home dogs always bark in the early part of the season, as
like
you
home dogs.
Mentioned last weekend and loved last weekend. So I don't believe in this Patriots team. I'm not going to pick a side. I'm not going to pick this line. I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to save myself the agony and the turmoil in trying to decide between these different stats and all these different things. I'm just going to say, I think the Steelers are going to win. I'm not going to place a bet on it.
All right, so you've already told us, I think it's probably dead now, because I think was your teaser, was the Broncos the first leg of your Monday teaser that you were playing?
No, that was Cincinnati? The final leg of that teaser from the weekend.
Okay. I know you played something with the Bengals, right?
Yeah. So my teaser for this weekend, which I already placed Monday when I went up to New Hampshire prior to the Denver game,
yep.
Was the Patriots-Steelers under. And then Bengals minus a half a point, or I'm sorry, minus a point against the Cowboys.
I only bring it up because right now, according to Bet Online Sports, right, that is the most the most lopsided betting so far. Not a surprise. Cincinnati laying, I'm sure people got it a better number than this, but it's currently 7.5.
Oh, no, Bengals it's up to 8 on DraftKings.
Yeah, so with the current line at 7.5, 82% of the bets are on Cincinnati right now on the road at Dallas.
Yeah, they got Cooper Rush.
I know it's Cooper Rush. I would not be in a rush to go. This would be a stay away from me at best, and a fade the public in another scenario. I'm okay with you laying the point as part of a teaser. I would not be laying big points of this offensive line for the Bengals.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I want to go on record on Wednesday as saying that.
I'm with you. I'm not gonna lay 8 points here. I'm really glad I got them in the teaser at one. That to me is excellent value, but being at 8, nah, I'm good.
That's a good number. I'm trying to look at some other stuff for week 2. I know people are betting Geno now to win the MVP, which is stupid.
Do you see not the Jaguars, the Lions, currently 2.5-point favorites hosting the Commanders this week. That, if that holds throughout the week, that'll be the first time the Lions have been a favorite in a game in 24 straight weeks.
It makes sense. I thought the Lions, because of Dan Campbell and the Hard Knock stuff, were overhyped coming into the year. They played with Philadelphia though.
They went down 20, but they battled back.
But they battled back for much of that game. After they fell behind, they basically played even with Philadelphia the rest of the way. And Philadelphia is like a legit Super Bowl contender in the NFC now.
Yes,
certainly
100%.
A favorite to win the NFC East with Dak going down. So that makes sense to me. It's not one that like I have a couple of bets that like I can already feel myself trending towards for Friday's picks. That would not be one of them, but I get why they're a favorite, given how they played and given the Commanders played against the hapless
from Jaguars. A fantasy angle, Amon-Ra St. Brown, the real effing deal, man. The guy, again, 30% target share for the Lions. Like, this guy is, it was the end of last season, and everybody was like, oh, is this guy going to reproduce this season? First game, game number one, comes right out and lights it up. So
we had a couple guys. DeAndre Swift had awesome usage in that game.
He was excellent. Jamal Williams got a ton of goal line work.
He was the goal line guy. They're going to get Jameson Williams back at some point. So maybe they'll end up being better than I thought they were going to be.
Yep.
But I get that. I urge people as they're getting ready to bet this weekend, including tomorrow night, just don't overreact. Now, the injuries tomorrow, it's kind of a wonky setup. I mean, Mike Williams is not going to play now. It sounds like the starting cornerback, the rookie who played really well for Kansas City, is not going to play. So I'm looking at this line right now, Shime, for Thursday Night Football. I'm seeing it at, as I refresh the board here, I'm seeing it at 4.5 really everywhere. A couple fours. But DK's got it at 4.5. If you want to play the Chargers, getting 4.5 points, you got to lay minus 115.
Yep.
So it's a little bit juiced up on that end. But that's not the sides or whatever. Chris Scheim has said to me off the air, I have a free money prop bet for Thursday night.
Yeah.
That I'm only going to give out on the podcast. So
yep.
I defer to you, Chris Scheim. I got my prop bet pulled up here. Okay, well, hold on. Let me go back to NFL. I had baseball prop bets pulled up because I'm a sicko. Let me refresh the board here. I'm going to guess only once here. Looking at the prop bets that are available.
Okay.
I'm going to guess. Oh, no, that's a big number. That's a big number. You wouldn't do that.
Would I?
You wouldn't do that. Over 7.5 catches, Travis Kelce?
You got the right player, the wrong prop.
What are you doing?
This is over 79.5 receiving yards for Travis Kelce.
And wow. I will explain I was in the why. Right ballpark,
yep,
though.
You had the right player.
Okay.
Do you know what Travis Kelce did against the Chargers last year?
I have not looked up those numbers.
7 catches for a 104, 10 catches for 191. Do you know what he did against the Chargers in 2019 or in 2020?
You're going to tell me. Go ahead.
He had 90 yards in the first game, 9 catches, and then in the final game of the season, did not play. So in his last 3 games against the Chargers, he's had 9 for 90, he's had 104, and he's had 191.
Seems pretty good.
And did you see him last week? Absolutely lighting it up.
Awesome.
He's the number one target in this offense, and the prop is only listed at 79.5. We're not even in the 80s with this guy. This number is wrong. This number should be like 86 to 89 in that range. I think this is, like I said, 7 to 10 points too low. I am absolutely 100% hammering the over on Travis Kelce's 79.5 receiving yards.
A couple of the books have bumped it up a little bit. I see FanDuel's at 80.5, PointsBet's at 80.5. For some reason, we're not in Philadelphia, but you could get 76.5 at Parks there in Philly. Looking at the board here, Bet Rivers in Philadelphia also has it 76. Anyone have it lower than that? No, but there, again, this is where we get to the point where we could shop lines a little bit. We don't have that luxury, unfortunately, here in Massachusetts.
Not yet.
It's either illegal, but not illegal. Well, yeah, exactly, illegal sports books, or DraftKings in New Hampshire or one of the surrounding states. But 79.5 at minus 115, you are in, Chris Scheim, on Travis Kelce over.
Yeah, I'm making a drive up to New Hampshire this afternoon. I'm going to place that bet now before anybody else decides to publish that has more of a platform than I do, and that number goes away. Because anything under 80 yards, you can bet your sweet ass I am betting the Travis Kelce over all season. That's going to happen. I'm going to do that. If the number is under 85, I will be betting Travis Kelce over all year.
Okay, so that's just an instant bet for you. People should know going into it, it's an instant bet for Christian.
Yep.
I still can't bet my Sky Moore props. For some reason, they've listed everybody else. For receiving yards, you can do Eckler, CEH, Gerald Everett, Jerick McKinnon, Josh Palmer, Juju, MVS, Mecole Hardman, Mike Williams, who's not going to play, and Travis Kelce. And unfortunately, I want to make sure I have that right.
Because Keenan Allen's out for this game,
oh,
right?
I'm sorry. I screwed that up. Yeah. Keenan Allen's the one that's Mike Williams forgot to make plays last week.
He didn't play.
He was
basically
there.
Didn't play.
And he sucked.
Yeah.
And he buried some of my teams. But it's Keenan Allen who's not playing. I apologize, Scheim. I got those two confused. I'm a moron. It's early here, 10:30 on Wednesday morning. I've only had a cup and a half of coffee. I need more. Keenan Allen's out. So that's why people are betting the over on 66.5 Mike Williams at minus 120, because they're expecting him to be more involved. That's why Josh Palmer is minus 140 at over 44.
I actually kind of like the under on Josh Palmer. Is that crazy? I think DeAndre Carter has an opportunity to have a bigger week this week than Josh Palmer.
See, and I think Gerald Everett has a chance.
I'm also in on Gerald Everett. I think 39.5 is just a little bit too big for me to touch, so I'm going to kind of avoid that. But I like a Gerald Everett touchdown prop. I'm into that. I think that's a great idea. But I don't love Josh Palmer as much as the public seems to love him.
Yeah, he was okay last year, but I'm not running to the windows. I'd be much more interested in Gerald Everett. I will also tell you that when you go to anytime TD scores in that game, you get Gerald Everett at plus 225.
Oh, I really like that.
How about DeAndre Carter? He's actually has a lower...
Plus 240.
Plus 240 versus Josh Palmer's plus 255. Come on, DK. Put up the DeAndre Carter receptions. Let's go. Put him up.
Yeah, I would love that. I'm in on DeAndre Carter. It's just because I understand he's short and he's more of a special teams guy, but Benjamin Solak of The Ringer did a really good job kind of breaking down the Chargers last week. Yeah, they won, but they were so inefficient on first down. The only team worse than them was the Dallas Cowboys, because Dallas didn't score a touchdown. They only converted, when you're on a first down, they only got another first down on that first down. So if it's first and 10 or first and 5, they only converted that down into another first down 8% of the time.
Wow.
Whereas a team like Kansas City was doing it nearly 50% of the time. That's like the top and bottom there for you. And so one of the cool things that he talked about was that when you watch this Chargers team, there's just not a lot of speed. whether it's Gerald Everett, Keenan Allen isn't particularly fast. Neither is Mike Williams. They're more possession or go up and get them kind of guys. DeAndre Carter is the one little outlier, and he happens to be really, really fast. He's only 5'9", but he's really fast. And we've seen what really fast guys can do in the NFL. You look at guys like Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, and they're having success. And so I actually think that DeAndre Carter has an opportunity to add speed to this offense that could bring a different element and make a bit of an impact.
All right, so we'll finalize this stuff tomorrow, but the only thing you're officially putting out there for the people is your green light, must lock it in, over 70.5 yards for
79.5
yards for Travis Kelce.
Yep, bingo.
Okay. Anything else for the people here, Chris Scheib, on this Wednesday morning, soon to be Thursday, soon to be Friday, soon to be Saturday, and all the football on Sunday?
Not at the moment. I can assure you I'll probably have a handful of more props tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon for tomorrow night's game.
Mary Proppins is 10-1 to start the year. Of course you got more props.
Damn toot, darn tootin', baby. So I still lean under. I'm still very much leaning under. The money is on the over still. I'm still very much leaning under right now in that Thursday night game.
All right, official picks on Thursday. Subscribe, rate, and review on the Apple podcast app, of course, on Spotify and on Odyssey. You can follow both Scheib and I on the Action Network app, which you should be downloading. You should be checking and should be following some of the picks people make there, because like Chris Scheib exclusively gave you a pick here on this podcast, some of these guys are posting their picks on the Action Network app before they post them anywhere. And in some cases, they're posting them there and nowhere else. So you should be downloading that and getting yourself locked and loaded. We got Red Sox and Yankees at Fenway Park tonight. We have a Thursday night football game tomorrow. I cannot wait. Thank you, Chris Scheib. Great job by you. We'll talk tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Mutt. Can't wait to you. I don't know what I just said.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.